Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, listen to that. Listen to that wonderful music that's just like saying, I can't go a whole week without being on this podcast. That's fantastic.
Yeah, this is Barry Manilow with I Can't Get Away From You.
Greetings to all of you, a little before New Year's here in Maine. This is our last day up in Maine, and turn this music off. I can't talk.
When you say us, Mike, it's our last day. You make it seem as if we're all in Maine with you, and we're not. Yeah. That didn't work out this year. Yeah.
But we're all jealous of that background.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that's the real background. That's off my back porch here in the great state of Maine. And I have to be honest with you. I look forward to recapping everything. I have to be honest with the family and everything, the best time ever. The best gift for me was if we got snow.
Yeah.
And as you can tell by looking in back at me, we got it. We didn't get a ton of it, but we got enough to make it beautiful up here, and it's fantastic.
I saw a post from Carla that said that this is Michael's first snow of his life. And I was trying to explain to Robert, you have to understand, Michael hasn't seen snow, and he's almost a grown-up now. And it had to be unreal to watch that through his eyes.
The night before Christmas Eve, the flakes started to fall. I want to say about 10 o'clock. We were going to stay. I told everybody in the family I was going to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning to wait for the snowflakes to come. And so to see him sticking his tongue out and going, trying to get the snowflakes on his tongue.
My kids stuck awesome. Their kids. My kids stuck their tongue out too, but just at me.
It was phenomenal.
You know what? I don't use the word much. In your videos that you've posted on social, you look ebullient. This is the happiest I've seen you in 10 years.
The present, the best present that I could get for Christmas, outside of my TJ Maxx Sonicare toothbrush,
It's a new era in oral health. White teeth, white Christmas, Mike. It's going to be great for you.
I thought they're always, as Carla said, look like George Washington teeth. Until the podcast takes it to another level, and I get those beautiful Da Vinci veneers.
Exactly.
Need the right sponsor.
I took this coffee cup out for Rob specifically.
Oh, hello. What does it say?
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, gorgeous.
Look, it's been special. As you heard, my sister's beaten feet out of town. I could not believe we went to a gathering last night for everybody up here.
Mm-hmm.
And
church.
It was not church.
It was a prayer breakfast.
It was a party. Boxing Day party. Is it that what it's called? Boxing Day?
Yeah, the 26th is Boxing Day. Did you wear your big Bob Hope gloves?
No, but I wore my big parka. I could show you my parka. It's massive.
I've dealt with my father and Kathy this winter. They don't have winter clothes anymore. So do you keep a parka up there? How do you do that?
We kept a parka up here, but the parka up here was from probably 65 to 70 pounds ago for me. So I could wrap it around myself a couple of times.
It's still in my car.
Then I went to a place called Martin's, which is like a railroad salvage.
Hey, I want to tell you, we got all the best clothes here at Martin's.
Martin's, Mardens.
Oh, not Dean Martin then. Sorry.
Not Dean Martin. And $39. I'll show it to you. Hold on a second.
You know, Rob, I went yesterday looking for a big winter coat.
Yeah?
Because I've got that trip in Chicago in a month.
Oh, that's right.
I went to 6 thrift shops down here, and one had coats. Nothing.
They're like liquid gold down there. No one's going to part with them.
No, I thought it'd be the opposite. I thought all these New Yorkers moved to Florida, and they just get rid of all their winter stuff like I did.
Why don't you get yourself a Temu winter coat? You have time. You get yourself a nice $6. A nice $6.
I will look
coat.
Into that this afternoon.
I wore Temu jeans Lands yesterday. End.
I like that.
Oh,
jacket.
That's beautiful, Mike.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
Lands End, and this goes down past my knees. And this is called a squall coat. It's waterproof.
You're always saying that.
It always goes down before my knees.
It's Martins, perfect for taking the dogs out.
Yeah.
If you go to the Land's End catalog,
right,
and see how much a squall parka costs.
Now, was Martins going out of business?
No, they're like a railroad. They're a salvage. You know, one of the. There are a million of different ones where they take what falls off the train.
Oh, okay. So is it a little like Tractor Warehouse, Tractor Supply and Warehouse?
No, it's more. It's hard to describe. It's like, yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
$19.99.
You overpaid.
I'm just kidding. $119.99.
Oh, okay. I thought he was serious.
I got it for $39.99.
That's a deal.
That's any a great deal.
I got $39.99. This is, look, it goes all the way up to my knees. Look, I'll stand outside.
You know what that means? That means we need to get a picture of you in that coat and me in my massive long coat. And we can be the long coat brothers.
But that coat that you've had for a million years is too big for you now.
It was honestly too big for me when I bought it, but I couldn't turn it down. But you'll love it because you know what? People, when they're dealing with cold weather, Josh, they ignore the thighs. And the thighs must be kept warm. And the squall coat will keep his thighs warm and toasty.
Am I too dark or do you get the background better there?
I like you closer to the camera.
Yeah. Background looks great either way.
Mm-hmm. There's Mike with his toasty warm thighs.
Oh my God. But I will tell you, I'll give you the schedule.
Great.
We've been up here since Saturday. We've been here one solid week. We leave today. We're flying out at 7 o'clock at night, getting into Florida in the late night.
You're not going to Vermont?
We're not going to skiing. No. This was Sunday. All right, we get up here Saturday late. We get up here Saturday, 10 o'clock.
Right.
Sunday night, we have dinner with my sister and my niece and her daughter and her son, Sam, and me and Kathy and Paul and everybody. So that's
let me ask one question as you go through the schedule, because I know what it's like to have an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, any of those young preteens that are on fire for Christmas the entire month of December. So you are closing in on Christmas Day and traveling by air and seeing family and literally going on a Christmas vacation. Is Michael out of control at this point, or how's he handling it?
No, he's pretty chill. Carla had a ruse for him that he wasn't going to get his real Christmas until we got back to Florida.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Well, that's because the e-bike can't fit in the plane.
Yeah, right. No e-bike. No e-bike. No.
You can't carry it on. You can't check it.
We were fighting that until Christmas Eve.
Because he really
thought it was going to be a surprise.
Oh, ouch. No. So was there disappointment after he realized it was real, that he wasn't?
I think we got past, so there wasn't disappointment by knocking it out and reinforcing it every day leading up to Christmas.
Good. Jesus. Good.
I mean, glad that dissipated quickly. We didn't have that problem. So dinner with the family on Sunday night, then Monday night on Tuesday night was the cocktail party at my sister's house with some of the people that were out here, some cousins,
right,
some people we know up here. That's Tuesday. So we have one night where we didn't do anything.
The cocktail party, did it have a theme?
Yeah, it had a theme of people that were freezing to death. And that's Tuesday night's the night the snow came in.
I see.
I thought the theme would be Super Chats.
Yes.
No, I did not have my hand out, you know, for the years. And are we doing this live or are we doing
this? We're recording this,
yes, right?
Yes.
So Tuesday night cocktail party. Big, big thing. Get ready. 5 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. Tuesday night. Wednesday.
What was the best heavy appetizer at the cocktail party?
There's a guy that I had never met before. He's a guy that lives up here full time. His name is Jamie, and Jamie brought a. I would describe it as kind of a quiche Maine crab meat thing.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic!
Unreal, Unreal. Just like all I wanted when I got up here was Maine crab meat, and not easy to find.
Crab or lobster? Because you know you're known for lobster. Crab is different up there then?
Oh, the crab meat up here is the greatest crab meat you will have in the world, in my opinion.
Any reply to that, Baltimore Josh?
No, the crab, Maine, the Maryland.
It's all better than Florida. Crab down here is the absolute worst.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's made of haddock down there. Is how they
shrimp,
make it.
Shrimp in Florida is the bomb. There's you come down to Fort Myers, you're going to go to 50 different restaurants and get great shrimp.
Yeah. And they all get it from Costco.
Yep.
And Costco gets it probably locally sourced. So that's why it's really
in Northern
good.
Virginia, we have got the greatest Rice Krispie treats. You must try them if you're in town.
So let me continue. I've got to go through the whole thing. So that's Tuesday. Then Wednesday night, my niece's house. Big, beautiful, wonderful, Christmassy farmhouse type place, and she has Christmas Eve dinner at her place, and it was fantastic. At this point, everybody's up. Her husband's up with his son, and his son has two friends from his school who are from Malawi, Iman and Daoud, who are up there, and they're great soccer players, and they become buddies.
That's Northern Maine, right?
That's
was this also their first snow?
No, because they go to school in the Boston area. So they've seen the snow before this. Then we go to my sister's house for dinner on Thursday. Thursday night dinner. That's a big, heavy.
Christmas Day.
At this point, you need a vacation from vacation. I mean, it's just, it's eating, drinking. Then Friday, last night, was the boxing party. And the boxing party was everybody brought a dish. And there were 200 people in this house. And I don't know. There are not enough cars up here to generate 200 people. And that's the only place I saw my cousins, by the way. And that's for the first time I saw my cousin Teddy, my cousin Johnny, and their ladies, Mandy and
Billy
Becky.
There? Cousin
Billy,
Billy there?
I saw Billy lives up here full time, so I saw Billy Sunday night. Saw Billy at the restaurant.
Parties already scheduled, or were they just in honor of you?
All in honor
extra
of me,
for you.
Actually, the answer
all in honor of me.
Yes, both times, Josh. When they found he was coming, then the planning began.
It was phenomenal. I've had a whirlwind week. It's been amazing.
With the exception of having to bring something to the Boxing Day dish supper, did you have to cook anything? It sounds like everywhere you went, there was food.
There was food everywhere. We made my fave, hors d'oeuvre, deviled eggs, yesterday. Nothing fancy, just straight ahead, normal recipe of deviled eggs. We went out to Governor's, which is our like chain restaurant, the Denny's of Maine, really, right, is how I would describe it. Mm-hmm. But they've got, and we did that a couple of times. And then the only thing I can tell you is that we went to a joint here in town. I won't mention them by name because they're a small business and they don't deserve any heat from me. Right. However, you get there. It's a mom and pop, and we went there yesterday morning for breakfast. And we walk in, and first thing you see is cash only, no credit cards. And that's okay because, you know, I get it. They don't want to pay the fees for the credit card.
And
then
you are naked without cash.
I had to take a run out to the ATM, so I was naked, and I had to get cash since they only took cash. So Carla has a blueberry pancake.
One.
Michael has two, and I have a short stack of three blueberry pancakes.
Are they all the same size? So it's just incremental. Okay.
I have more than I could eat.
I'm guessing from my time in Maine, though limited, the blueberry pancakes were maybe 9 to 10 inches in diameter.
They were big. All right. They were big. And then Michael has an orange juice. I have a cup of coffee. And then they bring a little, you know, those little cups that they put ketchup in?
Yeah.
They bring that of maple syrup. They said, do you want regular syrup or maple syrup? I said, maple syrup. We're up in Maine. They bring a little thimble of that.
Sure. It ain't cheap.
It's a $250 upcharge for each one of.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah. As Carla pointed out, if you get a pancake, you should get one.
Yeah.
If you get two pancakes, you should get two.
Precisely.
And if you get three, and so I get two more.
$5
after this.
Yeah, up to $7.50 for syrup.
I'm gonna sneeze. Hold on, I've been sneezing my ass off just because it's so dry.
Allergic to syrup. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
We paid cash. The most expensive for the three of us, the most expensive breakfast. These are pancakes.
I know. They saw you coming.
$80.
Next time, try jelly.
$80.
$11.
With the blueberries, it was an upcharge with the pancakes. With my syrup, it was an upcharge. The orange juice was like $5.95. Here I am in the wilds of Maine. I have to go to get my most expensive breakfast.
Where?
And we left. We knew the waitress. This is a small town up here. So we had to give her a 20% tip.
Is it a place we've been together?
Maybe.
Because I remember there was a place that was, it was charming, but they were not shy to ask for money. Yeah.
Is there any attempt to justify the cost?
Nope. But here's the thing. We ordered wrong. They obviously were taking advantage of tourists.
Yeah.
But with blueberries and stuff like that. So if you ordered like the normal fare, you probably would have done a lot better. But anyway, outside of that, I don't have any more negatives. I've had a phenomenal. Oh, one negative. You know how I got that Jeep from Turo to drive up here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To drive while you're there. You flew up there. Right. Once you got up there, the Jeep
We fly to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I pick up a Turo Jeep. Couldn't be better. Mm-hmm. I would have paid a fortune for it. Rental.
Turo is great.
Mm-hmm. Turo rocks. We're either at the airport in Fort Myers it's before we took off. We get a message from the owner of the car. It says, listen, the car is at the airport for you waiting. It'll be steps across from the airport. This airport in Portsmouth is teeny tiny, beautiful. What a joy it is to tiny airport.
Had you flown into Portsmouth? Because you normally don't fly into Portsmouth, right?
It's an old Air Force base, Pease Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. And so there's a hairline fracture along the bottom of the windshield from the previous renter had caught road rock. And so it was... outside of that, no fuss, no muss. I have no complaints. I have absolutely. I'd love to bitch. I like to bitch, but I'm going to be honest about it. I normally bitch if I've got something, and there's plenty of time left.
I was going to say the bright side: you've got a flight today. You can still ruin the vacation.
Well, there's also, and then there's a Happy Valley, a very very Republican New Year's Eve. So there's that coming. So we've got
great.
That. And then next week,
happy blue year, Mike.
Next week, Carla opens her brick and mortar store, and yours truly will be manning the front desk because she's got real hours now. So
you are the director of first impressions?
I will be for 2 days. Will Michael
be out on the street with the spinning the sign?
Or will Michael be in the
now open?
No, Michael.
I should put him in like a little outfit. Like, I don't know. What would Michael, you put for a facialist?
Michael will be in the lobby with a crutch and he'll say, help my mother.
Hold on, Carlos.
Help my mother.
Carlos. Carl, are you calling me? Come down here. I can't hear you. You can talk to me. What?
It was a butt dial.
Oh, butt dial. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
See, I got these. I can't hear.
Do you know what would be a great way to make some extra money at the brick and mortar store? Could she sell syrup?
Be a great upcharge. What the?
Yeah, Mike, your phone's blowing up.
All right. Oh, okay.
What was
that? Flight delay?
It was Margie Green. just telling me she's resigning.
MT. That's all. Hey, baby.
That's what she's telling me.
See you
hey, baby. other than that, it's been a really nice time. It's been a really nice time.
No injuries?
No potential several times of falls for me. If you saw my post on either Christmas or Christmas Eve, I fell on the last step. I missed it on a couple of
ice or old age?
Old age, I think. Yeah. I don't make that. I don't fall like that when I'm 35. That doesn't happen. And by the way, when you get into winter weather, you become acutely aware of just how peeved out you are. I like where I am, the flat state of Florida.
Yeah, Mike, I have to tell you, I can't outdo you on a beautiful Christmas, but I can outdo you on a fall, because I slipped on my steps in my home and landed on my coccyx, bounced, and then bounced again, and I have been in pain for 6 consecutive days now.
Is that a new Christmas? I'm Melly Malika. Oh, my God. That's my favorite Christmas song. You got to start, dude. You have to start wearing size appropriate t-shirts, yeah. Rob. You're wearing
shoulder pads.
5X. Yeah. You're wearing 5XLs and you're almost an XL, dude.
I know. I just didn't have any appropriate Christmas garb that was size appropriate.
So is that from prior Christmases?
Yes, it is. It is.
That's a great t-shirt.
Thank you. I like it too. And I think the blue eyes make the blue makes my eyes pop.
Did you see when I put the string band from Philadelphia up playing that song?
No.
You don't look at my Facebook page, but it's got the it's got the string band from the, what do they do, the Mummers Parade up there have?
Is it Mumsers or Mummers?
I think it's Mummers, Mummers Parade. And they're doing Mele Kaliki, whatever
it's
Christmas
great.
Song is.
I think the original single was Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters, but the Papini Sisters do a great version of it. And
the
like
Papini
to
Sisters do a great version of it.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You're right, Mike. It is the Mummers Parade.
So, Josh, have you had a good one?
Yeah, I went to your probably one of your favorite places right before Christmas. Went to Great Wolf Lodge last weekend.
Oh my God.
As soon
did
as
anybody
I walked
cold?
In the place, my anxiety peaks.
Did anybody
no
come back and
out.
Get sick? Good. That's great.
No, not yet.
That's a win. Yeah. That's a win. Yeah.
And you know
so
what
much
they
chlorine,
did?
I don't know how anyone would get sick.
Yeah.
So gross. Your skin burns in the water.
But I found out through amazing. Josh, Mike, if you go, no matter where you go in Great Wolf Lodge, they don't sell any chocolate boats.
Yes. Yes. And I made sure my wristband worked so I could purchase things.
So last night there was one party we didn't go to. And if we had managed to go, I didn't because it was the daughter of my sister's friends. We'd gone to their house earlier and then another party. But if we'd gone, we might have seen my pal, Graham, who's running for Senate up here. So didn't get a chance to
How's
go to that
year
one.
Been?
But his year's been pretty amazing. He's
got new tattoos?
You know, no, stop. Hey. Yeah, but I've got the yard sign out in front of my house up here. So I put that in there and went to his campaign headquarters. So. And
Santa,
I got the,
you know what he got? He was a good boy this year, Josh, and Santa brought him some cover-up makeup. Just like our president uses on his hands.
But he doesn't even need that. He just needs a shirt that buttons up.
That's true.
Shut up.
That's true. Oh, there you go. That's very nice.
That's a nice sticker.
That's just like the ones they used to put. Go ahead, Josh.
Is that the state of Maine in the letter P?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to have that sticker on all the Messerschmitts, didn't they?
What the hell is your problem? You don't need to pile on two ass.
It's just a joke. It's a joke. We're having fun, Mike. It's Christmas. I know that Josh's Christmas was...
Careful, Rob. People are starting to think you're turning Republican.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It was me being kind that people hated.
Yeah, people hated it.
Rob's more left than I am, I think. Rob is.
Josh had... his Christmas was up in the air, even as far as Christmas Eve, right? You didn't know... Who would visit and what was going on, right? It was still, when we recorded.
I kind of knew, but I knew Kelly and I did Christmas separately because it's complicated with split custody.
Of course,
And dealing with two different families. So her and Owen were in Georgia because he has to spend some time with his dad.
Yeah.
But I did get, for the first time in probably a couple of years, I had all three of my girls over Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day.
It was a beautiful picture. You looked really, really happy. I was so glad
that
I was able
to
work
out. It's been a really nice time.
Because as you said, you know, that's the plan, but don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
No, I got two college girls. Anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did either one of you fellas get any good stuff for Christmas?
Julia is the most creative gift giver you've ever seen. She made Robert has a a manga, a Japanese cartoon he watches religiously. And the logo for it is he got tattooed because he loves it. And Julia sat down and knitted him a stocking cap, or as the kids these days call them, a beanie, that has that pattern in the knitting. She made it by hand out of wool for him, and it looks like something you'd pay $600 for in a store. I was marveling at it. And then for me and Carrie, she found all this beautiful vintage King's Dominion stuff that she found in thrift stores and stuff all around the area. So it was so much fun to open. And Carrie said something very, very poignant, which is it's great when kids grow up because your gifts get so much better. So you all have that to look forward to.
And that's so, so wonderful and so untrue in my case. But that's, well, but then again, I don't have the kids here. So
yeah, and my daughters, they got me a Monopoly game. But the three of them took the board and cards and everything and painted over every piece of land and property you could buy with things relevant to my life.
And, oh, that's cool. And
made, that's it per- amazing.
Made it very personal.
That is so cool.
God, no, it's, what have it's, I done wrong with my progeny?
See, I'm guessing is Boardwalk and Park Place. What is that? One of them, Camden Yards.
Camden Yards is on there. The Raven Stadium is. Lido Pizza is on there because it's my favorite pizza.
I'm not surprised. Also my favorite. So there you go.
So there's places like that. There's all the different schools the kids went to are on there. There's landmarks from Maryland. Landmarks
from here.
I know.
I ordered a frame immediately. It's going to get framed and hung up back here on the
wall. And that is so great because then you don't have to play Monopoly.
Oh, no. I had to play it with them yesterday.
Okay, good, good.
I was lucky I got a flipping call.
What were the tokens in the game? Were they custom tokens or were they the same tokens?
The tokens, no, they were custom. It was like a dinosaur because my kids are really into dinosaurs.
Right,
and
right.
A cat because they love cats. And it was different things representing them.
That's so cool.
My mom got me something really cool. A pair of wireless cameras so I can watch the dogs during the day. But then I had to remind her, I'm always home, so I don't really need that. But
well, now Carrie can watch you.
Carrie can watch me, exactly. So that's
Would you check on them? Because she takes the car, though. So you literally are homebound.
I'm homebound. I, as a matter of fact, we have to
wind up
soon.
There is nobody better to be homebound than Rob. He doesn't care.
No,
my,
we need to wind up in the next 10 or 15 because Mass for Shut-ins is coming on.
Rob, yay!
Did any of your presents come with a note that says, don't sell it on Facebook?
No, none of them did, although I've been very... I want to thank everyone for all the advice they've offered
that
me over the holidays.
I don't want to do that here. I want to do that okay. When we get back because there may be a show dedicated to what will be henceforth referred to as the Great Spiewak Grift.
Yep. Well, my life, Mike, is a grift. You know this.
They do. What's that? They used to have that radio show that was the call-in auction.
Tradio.
Yeah, maybe we bring that. Maybe we bring that back with all of Rob's stuff.
It's funny you would say that, Josh. I pitched the people at WJFK would take a medium idea and give it a weekend slot. Just because they needed to fill hours.
I saw all Chad's ideas.
Yeah, and so I did pitch them with Tradio, and they never let me do it. But I thought, Mike, don't you think if you occasionally got to host a Tradio episode on radio, it would be fun? Don't you think it would be a fun show to do?
Oh, yeah. Tradio's hysterical. Yeah. We've got a 1975, it appears, a piece of this dresser. This dresser does not have any distress marks on it whatsoever. It appears to be almost brand new.
My favorite one ever, Mike, on the Eastern Shore, and I heard this one, hand to God. We've got a used mattress box spring with limited staining that... I said to Carrie, you know what? It takes a lot of work to stain a box spring because it's got a mattress on top of it. I don't know what these people are doing.
So nasty. That is so nasty.
I think there's something there for a podcast, Rob.
Oh yeah, I definitely need to do that. Tradio, exactly.
So the last thing I wanted to leave you with regarding Rob. Rob will be a big part of our first show back in the new year, and it involves Rob getting caught doing something that was a little hinky, but the person that hipped him to it was well, save it.
I will. We'll get it. And just yes, okay, of course.
But Carla hipped him to it, and Rob gave it a love when she hipped it to that. And I said to Carla, my quote was, "There could be nothing further from a love icon on that notice you get." Rob's reaction was, "Oh, fuck!"
Isn't the love icon next to the two exclamation points? Maybe I missed. I don't know.
No, it got pointed out to me as well, and I decided not to say anything to Rob after seeing the heart.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it so much.
And then I finally did, just because. It'll be a great story, folks. It's another, let's just say 2026 will start with the great Christmas controversy of 2025.
Exactly. And I hope let's bury that.
It's funny. People are assholes. That's they really all are. Yeah. Yeah, they really are. But as we have said, Rob, for years and years, when it gets to be the holiday season,
right,
the people that are not happy, that want other people to be not happy with them, will do everything in their power. And unfortunately, you gave them an opportunity to make other people not happy.
I did, but this whole projection thing of the unhappy people of, say, oh, let me randomly select a town, Sacramento. This whole thing was predicted by Dickens in A Christmas Carol. Because not only was Scrooge a dick, he wanted to ruin stuff for everybody.
Yeah, so, just in his unpleasantness, because he'd had a horrible life with a bad father and all that.
With the presentation, that's all you dicks out there, you're just transferring your dickishness. And may I say to you all, Merry Christmas.
Well, we're going to wrap this up now. And I have to say that we will be heading back down to the warm climate. A week was fine. Perfect. A week up here. Perfect. You can say it's beautiful. Wouldn't you like to linger up there?
Mike, it is like science fiction to hear you talk about this for a trip to Maine. I've known you forever, and it's never been great.
Yeah. We're getting older, and just good times. Oh, here comes a boy. Do you want to lean in right out of the shower? Do you want to lean in and say Merry Christmas? Happy
Even
New
in
Year?
Maine, no shirt.
That's right.
There he is. Josh has telepathy. Even in Maine, no shirt, he said. Say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
So there's the camera, dude.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Oh, that Merry baseball Christmas, cut's Michael. Looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baseball cut's looking great.
Did you,
you want to tell everybody what you got?
Now
lead in for a second. Come here.
I'm sorry. All right.
Tell everybody what you got.
I got Victus Nova.
No, you just got out of the shower. Go ahead. Tell
I got a Victus Nova baseball bat.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And I got
that's
a nice Shimano Stradic fishing rig.
There you go. Those are his big presents. Yep.
And our show just went PG-13 based on that towel shot.
$15,000 for both those gifts.
Tell him about my stupid idiot error of mailing his gift to the wrong place?
No. It'll come when it comes. You don't have to get him a gift anyway, so don't worry about it.
I wanted to, but I literally felt it as I clicked send. I said, this is going to a house that he's not going to be at.
But no, that's way better than shipping it to Maine and it not getting there
that's
on time
true.
Until
that's
after.
That's very true. Amen.
By the way, do we still have Sunday as a sponsor? The lawn care company?
They are seasonal. I wouldn't say that we are currently carrying their schedule, but
they've not heard
come
at the
back.
Moment.
Yeah.
I know Pesty renewed.
Yeah.
I have a ton of Sunday up here that they have. If anybody's interested.
The greatest yard this year. Because
it'll be amazing. It'll be amazing, but it'll look like a tropical jungle. It'll be amazing.
Save it for Tradio.
You know? Oh, you know what, Mike? Yeah. You could also put it on Facebook Marketplace.
Rob didn't get a gift up here because he's waiting to get his windfall from some stolen goods.
Yeah, I've got to roll around in money like Scrooge McDuck down here. That's how I'm doing.
The first, I already have the title of the first show of 2026. So
and
it'll
it
be
is?
Called The Fence. Anyway, that's what it'll be called. All right. Well, listen, gentlemen, love to you and your families.
Love
from
you,
all
Mike.
Of us up here in Maine.
Safe
and
travels.
To all of our listeners who have supported this thing, we will be back in 2026. And wonderful new things for everybody's world and all that. And yippee-yi-yo-ki-yi.
Despite the holidays, the Mike O'Mara Show merchandise store opened 24 hours for your convenience.
Yes, and soon to come. Well, we sold out a lot of our stuff we wanted to get. Our inventory was pretty cleaned out at the end of the year. So
but wait for next year. Who knows what I can find in my house to sell.
And we have not yet begun to talk about the fun things that are coming up in 2026. So it should be a good time for all. So hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Happy New Year from Maine, from Virginia, and from Florida. And we will see you guys in 2026. And I'll be able to tell you all about, you know, certain petty theft and also a New Year's Eve celebration that I probably didn't belong in, even though I haven't been there yet. Carla, do you want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody? Do you want to lean in and say that? Don't run over here. My God.
Take right your here. Time.
There's the camera.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Wow, that shot just got prettier. Bye.
Bye.